But hey, we're here to sing, to praise God, to get a little bit of God's word going on. So you've got How Great Is Our God up there. Why don't you sing along with us?
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. In age to age he stands, time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great, how great our God.
Name above
is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Almost there, almost where I'm supposed to be. It's not all clear, but you keep showing me. With every step, the more my heart moves to your beat. Just like where I'm headed, there's joy in the journey.
Teach me to think like you think. Show me the things that are true. Finish the work you have started in me
as I'm
on my way to you. As I'm on my way to you.
Create in me a pure heart and make me new. Less of me, Jesus, more of you. Here I stand, Still I'm drawn down to my knees. It's not my strength, but yours that carries me.
Teach me to think like you think. Show me the things that are true. Finish the work you have started in me
as I'm on my way to you. As I'm
on my way to you.
As I'm If tomorrow all the things are gone, I work for all my life. If I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That I got on my slides. I might have to change my slide timing.
Yeah, I was gonna say they might have to go quicker.
Oh man, I might. And but when I did this, I said, well, you know, Pastor, there's one of these in here that talks about there's a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, which is tear, a time to sow, a time to love. Anyway, he said, yeah, that's good. Of course, you know, he can work with anything. I've surprised him with stuff, and I've been amazed what he's pulled out of it, because that's what God does. Okay, how do we start this?
You want to try it again?
Yeah, let's try this again. Because okay. I obviously wasn't ready. Oops. I'll get it. Here it is.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die,
a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. Everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time to love, a time to hate. A time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
Yeah, we gotta decide on that ending
yeah,
still.
We'll figure out the ending.
Yeah, we gotta decide
later.
On that ending.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother just over in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't at home in this world anymore.
Did you want to try something, or are we going to just move on?
Nah.
Good
idea. Start for that.
Just over in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. This song of sweetest praise is back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And I can't in this world anymore.
Yay. That's going to be your closing hymn. So Melody's on my email list when I send email out to the praise band. And this is Melody's favorite song to sing. And she said, I can't believe you're doing my song.
We're trying to tell her
without me. And she's right. We're missing an element without Melody.
Yeah, we're missing the melody.
Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do la la's?
Don't make me. Don't make me.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down with the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down with the joy of the Lord. And we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, and His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrows may last through the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down, the joy of the Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
We do that again.
And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Do that one more time.
And we say yes, Lord.
That's for you, Melody. Amen.
All for you, Mel. Don't hate us too much.
Did you got it now?
I got it.
I need a woman to do that.
Do you know why you should do it now?
So we don't.
I could just sit here and share with you all the cool stuff from the Emmaus thing. Maybe I will. It was neat. It's neat, the Emmaus. It's funny because, you know, sometimes you'll tell people about the Emmaus walks. I don't know if I can walk that much. I mean, they don't know, right? I mean, you hear walk, so. Yeah. Well, the cool thing is he did lose a lot of emotional weight. You can lose a lot of... Actually, yeah, you probably did actually notice a change. It's it was a life-changing experience for me. It was, you know, for some people, it's a feel-good, you know, and they do. Everybody gets something out of it, but for me, it was in 2003. It was a mountaintop experience for me. I needed it. I needed it. Yeah. Well, you're gonna do it again, right? Because I'm gonna be on the team there. I'm gonna be in the room with you. I'm gonna be the techie guy. Those meetings start this. Matter of fact, they've been going, but I'm going to one this Saturday for that. Dave Edwards will hand something to you, but like I told you, you never know what's going to happen on the Mayus, or in this case, on the teenager, rather I should say 24 and younger, is 20, like it's, what is it, 15 at the high school, so pretty much 15 to 24. They call those flights, and it's called chrysalis, so you start off as a caterpillar, and you end up as a butterfly. And actually, it's also different too, because in that one they get to come up with their own funky table names. And do you even remember what yours was? You would have if you had been there the whole time, because you would have had to say it a bunch of times. But they come up with their own wild name. In the adult one, they usually give a list of prominent gospel, the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. What were some of the other ones? And the apostles named Thomas. James, there's, yeah, correct. Pretty much any of the apostle names. However, when I did my walk, now the women's walk though, they don't necessarily go. I mean, they'll use women in the Bible. It's not that difficult. Was it Ruth? Ruth was a common one. Okay, you don't remember? Well, actually, mine was the table of. Check this out. Mine was at the table of Apollos. Apollos was not, you know, one of the official disciples, but this was one of those where they weren't enforcing the rules real strict. So, but Apollos was a Jew who had money and who was a follower of Christ, and actually Apollos is mentioned a number of times by Paul, I believe, is if I remember correctly, but he was a follower and a believer, and it was a pretty prominent member. So that was mine, the table of Apollos. And it's funny because when you're in an Emmaus group, you introduce yourself. I'm Greg Conrad, men's walk number 16. And I say table of Apollos, and they all look at you funny, you know, because most of them all have the disciplement. But that's all. It's all fun. It's all fun indeed. But it's 15 talks over 3 days, pretty much five each day. There's five talks on grace, which are done by clergy, and I was blessed to be actually considered clergy on that. It's non-denominational, so but I met their all the criteria. Thank you, but it was an honor. It was a real honor. We got it's a powerful experience, especially out at Camp Lebanon. Because, well, Scott, you've been out to Camp Lebanon too to see how that, you know, because they've got the water, and on the other side of the water they've got a cross that's lit. And actually, by the way, the electric for that actually had burned out. Or something happened with the wiring going out there, so the electric wasn't there. So our guys went over and laid flashlights there to shine up on the cross at night for us, which is awesome. That's what they call that. That's the team they call Agape. All right, they're the behind the scenes guys. They'll do stuff like that. They'll start the fire. Boy, they kept the fire going from Thursday night all the way through Sunday night. You know, the entire time. And they have one of those cool things that Dad has, the butane with. Have you guys seen those propane tank with the big torch on it? Usually we put it on blacktop or whatever. Oh man, those things start fires really, really well. Really well. You can get them for like $70 at Lowe's. Powerful stuff. But there was some. Have you personally experienced it, or did Brandon experience it? Oh, well, you know, we sang Turn, 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 which is actually based on Ecclesiastes 3. And as it turns out, I opened the Bible, and guess what it opened to? Actually, not 3, actually 1, but that was close enough. I went right to 3. Close enough. You know, and as it says in the song, it talks about a time for everything. And there is, isn't it? There's a time for everything. There's a time to go on the walk to Emmaus, or the chrysalis flight, or... apparently Brandon's time wasn't supposed to be left, but it's going to be this time. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great and awesome thing. Time to be born, time to die. You guys have heard so many of these things. A time to be silent, a time to speak, a time for war and time of peace. But then the chapter continues on. It says, what does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I'm going to hit the pause button there a second. I heard something really, really good the other day, and I got to share it with you. Because we just said they can't fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I was listening to a guy, it was actually a Facebook Live thing somebody posted. I was watching the playback on it. And the guy actually was talking about, he was going through some AA stuff, Alcoholics Anonymous. And there's a lot of different stuff that goes with the program. But one of the things he said I thought was very interesting. He says, I don't know God's will. Okay, that's okay. I don't know God's will. He said, but I know what God's will is not. God's will is not for me to kill, to steal, to, you know, go down with the Ten Commandments and all that stuff. Therefore, I know God's will. Did you get that one, Brandon? Think about that. I don't know God's will, but I know what it's not. Therefore, I know what God's will is. And I thought, man, obviously it hit me enough to remind you here. Very, very neat. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added and nothing can be taken away. God does it so men will revere him. So God will bless us, of course. You know, so we revere him, so we give him glory, right? Because we are created created to glorify God. Let's see, whatever has already been and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. So he'll hold us accountable. Now remember, this is pre-Jesus, okay? Because with Jesus, we have forgiveness for our sins and that. But prior to that, you essentially had to earn your way into heaven. You know, which is what some religions pretty much preach. You know, you got to do this and this and this and this if you want to go to heaven. The Methodist Church preaches the grace message, you know, which is, hey, God knows your heart. If you repent, if you know you sinned and you're trying to do better, God's grace forgives you. Slate clean, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. God's mercies are fresh and new every morning. Slate clean. All right, let's try this again. Okay. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. And in the place of justice, wickedness was there. And I thought in my heart, God will bring to judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed. So you've also heard it said, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, you know. I also thought, as for men, God tests them so that they may see that they are like animals. Man's fate is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Man has no advantage over the animal. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from the dust. And to dust, all return. Who knows if the spirit of man rises upward and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? And again, remember, this is prior to Jesus coming, right? So I saw that there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him, meaning see the future? And actually, that's the full chapter for Ecclesiastes 3. So we sing about half the chapter, by the way. Yeah, just so you know. But isn't it a solid message? You know, that we do have a time for everything. How many times have we seen those moments to where, wow, it's a good thing I was late getting out the door today, you know, otherwise I might have been the one in that accident or you know, it's God's perfect timing. One of the things that's talked about that you hear on the Walk to Emmaus, one of the talks is what's called prevenient grace. Okay, and what prevenient grace states is that we receive God's grace before we even know it's God's grace. Okay? This is God's way of wooing us, of pulling us in, of helping to protect us and draw us to him and show, kind of like what I just said, wow, you know, well, that was a coincidence. No, that was God. Okay, And when we get to that point when we recognize God, then we move into the talk that I gave, which is called justifying grace. And justifying grace is when we come to the realization that, gosh, God has been wooing me and protecting me through all this time. And it's when we make that conscious choice to say, yep, I accept Jesus, I accept Christ, I'm going to live for Christ. I've made that decision. That falls with justifying grace. Other talks that go through are what they call means of grace, which is a talk that talks about how we obtain grace and how we can live in grace. Then another talk is one of my favorites, is obstacles to grace. That's an easy one to do. You can about pull anybody off the street and do that one. but yet, it's not quite as simple as you think, because there's a lot of people have been brought up to think that they don't deserve God's grace. You know, and many times that's from bad teachings, a lot of times from churches. You know, once a sin, you know, Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the God. By golly, all have, and it's true, we all have sinned and fall short of the Lord God. But we are made whole, we are redeemed through Christ, you know, by his grace. It's so good. And then the last grace talk is what they call sanctifying grace. And sanctifying grace is really neat, because when things are sanctified, they're made holy, all right? So this is the last phase of grace, if you will, where you're living in the grace of God, you're living for God, you're receiving more of God's grace. But the fascinating thing is with sanctifying grace is that we can have sacred moments, but they're not necessarily sanctified moments. So for example, when you come up for communion, for example, that can be a sacred moment for you. You know, a time of forgiveness, a time of peace. You know, but that's not necessarily, sanctifying is actually referring to the process of being made holy. You know, that's an act of you're walking forward with it. The process of being made holy is really our lives. And that's what that talk covers. You know, how to walk in it, how to walk in grace, how to live in grace. The Chrysalis talks focus kind of similar, but they give them different titles and they kind of cover that. Actually, the Chrysalis flights actually have some things that the adult flights don't. For example, they have a marriage talk, they have a single talk, and those type of things are addressed in Emmaus, but kind of falling under other topics. But they have specific talks with that. And if I remember correctly, I think the marriage talk actually has a husband and wife come in, you know, to it. So remember, this is, and they're usually done as boys' flights or girls' flights, you know. So. Just as an explanation with it, but those days, those 3 days are very powerful, and there's just a lot. There's a lot. I saw there's some really special moments that happened through that, and for those who haven't gone through it yet, I don't want to be a spoiler alert for you or anything, but I will tell you that there's some great opportunities in the way that things are brought through, that you can just kind of get rid of a lot of baggage, is about the best way to say it. And there was a lot of baggage left. 31 pilgrims, right? That pile can be pretty hollow, pretty tall. and there's different ways that can happen, but it's a powerful experience. And then at the end of this, what they call closing, in the beginning, the sponsors bring their what we call pilgrims. They have a meal, and then they say, "See you in 3 days." And then at the end, the pilgrims now have an opportunity to stand in front of everyone and share what they got out of Emmaus. What has Emmaus meant to you, and what are you going to do with it? And you know, and it's optional. You don't have to stand up there and stand. But one of the traditions I've seen over the last few walks I've been is tables. They'll usually walk up as a table. You know, some I've seen where people just kind of walk up one at a time and all that stuff. But it's been really neat. At least on the last men's walks I've been, they've all just made it a conscious decision. They're going to walk up there as a table. They stand up there as a table. You know, they'll put their arms on their shoulders for the guys who are really having a hard time talking and sharing. Because for some of them, I mean, they've just been set free from so much junk they didn't even know they were messing with. And it's very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. And but I can also tell you it's very exhausting. It's very exhausting. Very exhausting. You know, over the course, remember, it's 3 nights and 3 days for the adult walk. It's actually 2 nights and 3 days for the Chrysalis. But I think maybe in total I might have maybe 12 or 13 hours of sleep over those 3 days. And my body usually doesn't do that well with it, so it's by the grace of God it kept me going. And because there's just a lot a lot of goodness. A lot of goodness. I can tell you there's a glory cloud that hangs there too, because you're so focused on God the whole time. I prayed for, I had the privilege of seeing about 8 or 10 healings. And I'm talking healings, not, you know, check, like you've seen sometimes where we'll pray, test. No, these were like that. It's amazing. I had a kitchen team. There were 6 of them. I got them all. I was sharing communion with them. And I should hit the pause button. One of the guys in the kitchen the day before, this was on Saturday. So on Friday, they get everybody to go outside and they like to take a picture. Now, they don't do any recording of or photographs, you know, within the whole thing, but they do have one event where you actually go out of the building and they like to take a, you know, group picture and what they call table picture. Did you get your picture before? Okay. So anyway, as we're walking out, one of the kitchen guys, as we're walking out, he's kind of going like this. So I was like, yeah, that's my sign, right? That's my cue. So I said, Jeff, what's going on? He said, my back hurts. I said, well, let me pray for that. So I put my hand on his lower back, and as we walked, his back was getting hot. I mean, you guys have felt some of that here. I mean, it was getting really hot. I said, you feel that, Jeff? He said, yeah. I said, cool. So, you know, did the picture stuff and that. And I saw Jeff at a break about an hour or so later. And Jeff comes over to me and said, hey, all the pain's gone. I said, that's awesome, man. Well, after talking to him a little more, he'd had this pain for years, okay? It wasn't just from working in the kitchen, you know, that day. I mean, he'd had this for years. It was gone. So I see him the next day. That was on Friday. So I see him on Saturday. He comes up to me again. He smiled. He said, pain's gone. See, this is something, I mean, think about that. You know, well, for you too, for that matter, that, you know, you had pain for years, right? On and off or however, yeah. And still, God's good, right? God is good. So then he says, you know, I really like to play basketball. I said, cool. He said, I got plantar fasciitis. So he's on the kitchen team now, right? So as I'm giving them communion, I said, guys, we're going to do communion a little different than what you're used to. Because, you know, the traditional communion is, you know, on the night he was betrayed, Jesus broke bread, which is an appropriate thing to do. But I added to it. I said, guys, in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, by the stripes of Jesus, you will be healed. Okay? Now, this is 400 years before Jesus was on the earth. The prophet predicted this. And I said in 1 Peter 2:24, he said, by your stripes you are healed, meaning past tense. So I said, when you take this bread, when you eat this bread with communion, this is for your physical and emotional, your body healing. And then forgiveness of sins, of course, is in the shed blood. And they do, they like to do intinction. They break off bread and dip it. I guess we do that here too, don't we? So I shared that with them. And now we're all standing, you know, kind of in a circle. And I said, Jeff, I know you got problems with your feet, the plantar fascia. Come here. And it was great. He walks toward me, and everybody immediately puts their hands on. I didn't have to say anything. You know, you got to love people like that. Like, yeah, we got that. You guys are like that. You know what to do. And we prayed. I prayed briefly, and I had the group say, like we've done here, this healing belongs to Jeff because of what Jesus has done. And then I had Jeff repeat it, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. And I said, all right, Jeff, you know, go walk. You know, walk around. He walks around. He smiles. No pain. Cool. Had a couple that we had. There was like 6 of them there. We prayed for all of them. They all had something going on. Mostly backs. That's a pretty common thing. But it was awesome. All of them. Like that. Just like that. There was a pilgrim out by the fire pit at one spot, and I kind of glanced over toward him. This is that professional musician I was telling you about, the big guy. And he kind of was, you know, making a face like something was bothering him. So I walked over, and I said, man, what's going on? He said, man, my leg's cramping. I said, hold on. So I put my hand on his shoulder, and I told that to, you know, be at calm, be at peace. And he kind of looked at me with his eyes big. I said, it's gone, isn't it? He said, yeah, it's gone. You know, so things like that were just going bang, 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 bang. It was just the right... the right environment, the right culture, the right, you name it. And when that happens, man, it just goes. Because, and here's why that's so significant. Jeff, when Jeff's back was healed, you know, when I walked outside with him, he came back and told me his back wasn't hurting anymore. He said, Greg, I got to tell you, I really don't believe that. Healing is for today. But here he is healed, right? So his brain's going, you know, then we prayed, he got his plantar fasciitis going. Now his brain's double going, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Actually, one of the guys that was on the team is a guy named Pat. Oh, gosh, I can't remember his last name. It is Megan Brown's dad. I can't remember what his last name is. But he was on the kitchen team, and he's one we prayed for. Same thing, you know, pain. God smoked it. It's neat stuff. Neat, neat stuff. What are we lifting in prayer today, guys? Let's circle up, guys. By golly. Oh, that's all good. I've missed Thursday nights. I've been missed the past couple Thursday nights, missing Sundays, missing all kinds of stuff. Yeah, Brandon's got his new specs. When did you get this?
Last Saturday.
Nice.
Looking. Still adjusting.
Indeed. Well, Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for another Thursday. And we thank you, Lord, for this past men's walk to Emmaus and the women's walk to Emmaus that now goes on as we're lifting up Wanda and Brenda. And you know, you guys, you may recall when I was first telling everybody about the Emmaus, I walked the Emmaus thing, I said, you know, God's given me the number, he's given me four. God's laying my heart, we need four, right? Four, we're going to send four. No, we're four. Two men, two women. It's like, awesome. Of course, I was thinking four men, but I'm happy with two and two works too.
He is picky.
Equal rights.
By golly. Well, they got one in the spring, and then they'll have another one in the fall again. So bless God, it's coming. But thank you, Lord, as you're just touching Wanda, touching Brenda, touching all the women on this walk. Thank you for the lives touched for all the men on this past walk. It's powerful. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful thing. Lord, I thank you for our brother Tom here and just your peace, which surpasses all understanding. As we come against these seizures that are messing with Crystal and all the other darkness, it's keeping her family from clarity of mind to let her get the help that she needs. That we're trying to give to her. These things just don't make sense to those of sound mind. So there's a spirit of darkness messing with this family, and we come against that, and we command it go as the God of light comes through. And bless God, Tom, you are a light in the darkness, and that's why this family is just trying to smother the light. But I thank you for peace upon you, my friend. Just a supernatural peace, because you're right, you know. You can put them in their shoes and relate to that, and it's hard. It's hard. But bless God, you know, in his word, he tells us that we gotta, if he didn't love us, he wouldn't discipline us. He wouldn't correct us. And you're not getting a correction, obviously, brother. You're just getting persecuted, but you are light. You are light, and I thank God for you, my friend. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name for that. So, thanks for gravity. Thanks for the awesome blessings we're seeing through your family. I mean, your mom and that hip, that's beautiful. Thank you, Lord, that just keeps going, going, and going. She just gets that full mobility. She gets everything back. And thank you that there's no pain. Thank you for complete restoration. Thanks that Brandon didn't need to lift her out of the chair anymore. he's still young, right? He's still wrong. But thanks for your blessings upon, you know, your dad in the house, and God's of course been working on health stuff for him too, and keeping him healthy, keeping him safe. These are good, really good. And of course for Brandon, the thrills of youth, the thrills of school. Everything that most of us are happy we're not doing anymore, but you're in the middle of it. But it's a good thing, man. It's a good experience for you. It's good to learn, good to grow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got great.
Every day I walk out.
But you got great blessings too, man. I mean, guitar blessings and, you know, buying things for getting a good price. See, God gives you the money you need, right? Yeah. Yeah. Somebody give him a good deal on a guitar.
That's good.
Well, that is good.
And my guitar can.
Yeah, only eight. Only eight. Oh, gee. Well, so, Lord, we're lifting up Linda and her team in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thank you for their protection, for the lives that they're touching. That's awesome. Yeah. She's there for, is it a full week, or is it?
Full week.
For a week. Okay. Nice. Nice. And I know she packs things and she takes gifts.
Yes.
And,
okay. One suitcase is full of stuff that they give. Yeah. And the feelings and stuff.
Nice.
My family and Bob and Dad, King and Dean, anything.
That's fantastic.
And one suitcase.
Right. Yeah.
And, we presume she got her suitcase through the airport list like she better than she did last time.
She didn't have to run back in the outdoor.
No. But the one lady that was we got there Saturday at 10 for them, they arrived at Columbus, and the one lady forgot it.
That's not fun. How did she do?
So they arranged it for her to go later. Her husband was, and she is from Toledo, and her husband was bringing her passport down to her so that she could leave later on. They made all the arrangements for her to leave later in the day, and she would go to Florida and then to Florida to go to her daughter.
Wow.
And finally,
yes.
All things to forget.
A way was made.
They made arrangements for her, and she didn't hear anything, so I'm assuming she
got there.
Yeah.
Hopefully don't hear anything.
Amen. 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 Well, we're speaking and claiming for new kidneys now, too.
Yes.
Okay, really. So we claim the victory of that, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that doctors are amazed. Amazed and confused.
Yeah.
You know, because the word tells us where two or more are gathered, I think we qualify. Yeah. Two or more are gathered in his name, he is there, and his will is done. And bless God, you know, we see him move, and he listens, and he wants to share the love. So I thank you, Lord, for new kidneys.
Yeah.
Brand new kidneys. Yeah, heart stuff too, right? Brand new. He's doing all right on his heart?
Yeah.
Well,
and he's got a pacemaker.
Okay. So it's all just down to kidneys right now?
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, we won't be greedy then, right? Okay, but it's okay to be greedy. God wants you. He's got the whole warehouse.
Yeah.
But I thank you, Lord, for brand new, that the doctors are just amazed when they look at him and say, why are you here? Because nothing is impossible. That's right. Nothing is impossible for God. Go ahead. Absolutely.
Really? Not supposed to be there. Healthy tissue.
Yeah. You read my writing. Oh, yeah.
What?
Speaking of which finger was it?
It's over here. I had to move my hand on her because it was hurting.
All right. Well, I want everybody to look at this finger.
See this? It goes in here.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we're standing right here in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that this trigger finger thing that stops. We thank you, Lord, for fully normal. Fully normal in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Thumb, you be made whole. Every muscle, every ligament, every tendon, every joint, every cell, all of it. Nerves be at peace. Because whatever's messing with us, Lord, I thank you that it is done. And everything is returned to fully normal. In the glorious name. There it went. Did you feel that?
Well,
in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I'm feeling
it.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling something under my finger. That's cool.
See? Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
That's good. That's good. It was popping, moving around. So that's good. There, wait again. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Just take care of this. Glory to God. It's jumping.
Something like that. I'm part of it.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for brand new. Brand new thumb. Brand new. And I thank you, Lord, for the great blessings in Mom's life. I thank you for peace, which surpasses all understanding. Thank you that Dad's doing well. Thank you that the grinder pump works. I'm done. I'm stopping on the grinder pump.
Yes.
We proclaimed it. And I thank you for a brand new thumb.
Thank you.
Brand new thumb, brand new joint. Move it around. Move it around.
Okay. I'm moving it.
Is it popping? What's it doing? Yeah. That's awesome. All right.
And
what did I forget? All trees, of course. Yeah, trees. Thank you for safety and trees.
Oh,
absolutely.
And that's not even what I was going to say. Yeah, okay.
But what do you think? What else are you thinking of?
Well, I have a praise because.
Oh, good.
Dad got some new hearing aids, and we can actually talk and I don't have to repeat everything that I say to him.
Okay.
So that is a praise.
Bless God, that's awesome.
Yes, it is. No.
Wait, what?
I just talk loud.
Well, actually, it's now that it's outside of the ear. It's the one I had in the ear.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So the last time we went over to the guy for the hearing test, I kept praying, Lord, there's got to be an answer for this, because if I'm using, it's been going on for, 30, when did he have a ear problem?
Oh, gosh,
that was the 70s,
yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it's just like a miracle, because you can't even see it. There's a little line, a little tube, mm-hmm. and it's back here, and you can't tell unless you see him from behind that he's even got it, but he's in there, and he's been working on it. Almost a month now. They start out real low, and then they adjust it, because they don't want to scare you to death. They have a blasting here right away, so he assimilates it, And it's starting to work. I mean, there's still times he, unless he's looking at me, he don't know what I'm saying. But
does it have an on-off switch?
I was going to say, I think that's a problem with the hearing aids. Right.
Be nice.
That's a joy. We're with you. Okay. But we're having fun too. Anything else before we do the Lord's Prayer? I look at you because you're the one that always. Anybody else? There's, of course, we've got a laundry list, right?
Well, what do you need?
Bless God, I've got what I need here. Isn't it great? I've got people going on the walk, though. Mayus?
Okay.
He's happy. Absolutely. Absolutely. It took me till about today to, I don't even know if I'm fully recovered from the weekend. you just run so high for that rain. Yeah. And even at night, and it's not that you stay, don't get me wrong, I got rest. Not enough, but I got rest. My God, it's good. That's good. Let's just join in the Lord's Prayer, okay? Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Awesome. Thanks, guys.